we can consider this week Wisdom Week. Certainly wisdom was a big part of yesterday's readings. Jesus pointed out that there are two categories of people, the wise and the foolish, represented by the wise virgins and the foolish virgins in the parable. Yesterday's first reading was from the Book of Wisdom. And today's first reading is from the Book of Wisdom. In fact, all week we're going to be reading, in the first reading, from the Book of Wisdom. So this is Wisdom Week. Wisdom, we know, means different things to different people. There is a kind of wisdom that is available to everybody, available to the world. There's a kind of overlap, you might say, between the wisdom that the world acknowledges and the wisdom that we're talking about. So about earthly things, we can agree that it's better to save money, it's better to take care of your health, things like that. Don't smoke or something like that. I mean, there's certain basic things that are wise. And, you know, if you can get a better deal when you're buying an electric fan, well, okay, that's a wise thing. Don't waste your money. But worldly wisdom is not the same as the wisdom of the Lord. And it becomes very clear when it comes to the challenges of the gospel, the question of the moral life, the question of how to love an offender, or how to discipline one's own passions. This is where the worldly wisdom is completely different. We don't have to multiply the examples. You could think of almost anything: money, power, sexual morality. There's all kinds of differences, worldly wisdom. But here, we're talking about the wisdom that comes from above, the wisdom that distinguishes us from the foolishness of the world. Now, if you think back to yesterday's parable, what was foolish about those five virgins was that they didn't have any supply of oil. Remember, they didn't prepare for the possibility that things wouldn't go as they expected. They didn't think ahead. They didn't go beyond themselves. So they were foolish. And that foolishness resulted in their being excluded or locked out from the wedding feast. Well, one of the things we learn then is that there is the wisdom that God gives, and then there's the wisdom that we ourselves exercise. There's two sides to this. God is wisdom. He's the source of wisdom. He's all wise, all powerful. He knows everything. And he wants to share his wisdom with us. He wants to share his life with us. He wants us to enter into the wedding feast. He wants everybody to join the wedding feast. We've heard this over the past several weeks. And he makes it possible. He provides the wisdom that we need in order to enter the wedding feast. Well, if that's so, if God's all-powerful and all-wise, why doesn't it work? Why don't we just enter? Well, because we're not wise. So even though there's abundant wisdom available, it doesn't mean that we're using it properly. And this is what today's first reading reveals. This is the beginning of the Book of Wisdom, and here it's a description of God's readiness to enlighten anybody, but his unwillingness to entertain people who are foolish. He withdraws from people who are foolish, people who resist his gift. Beautiful line at the very end of the reading: God is the witness of his inmost self, the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. So if we're open to divine wisdom, he has more than enough to give us. But if we close ourselves off from his wisdom, well then, he doesn't waste it on us. I was trying to come up with an analogy to describe this, and maybe this doesn't work, but here's what came to my mind. Some months ago, someone convinced me to open a GCash account. And they wanted to send me some money. I said, okay, well, I guess if that's what you do now, you have to get to transfer money to from one person to another, you have to have a GCash account. So we opened the account, and then the initial deposit was 1,000 pesos. It's very easy, actually, to open the account and to put money into it. It's not easy to get the money out, and from my experience anyway. Access denied, system is down, wrong password, etc. So I think the reason I'm talking about this is because when it comes to this idea of wisdom, there's plenty of wisdom in the account. God loads up the account with wisdom, just like someone could put 1,000 pesos in your GCash account. But that doesn't mean you have the practical skill and experience to get that money out and use it for something. So this is the way we are. When we're baptized, we're given wisdom. When we're baptized, we're filled with grace, sanctifying grace. It's given to us freely. We don't deserve it. The account gets opened for us. But that doesn't mean that we use it properly, or we even know how to use it. We don't even know it's there, perhaps. And that's why it's important for us to do our part. A line in today's gospel is related to this request that the apostles make to Jesus: increase our faith. Now, faith and wisdom are not exactly the same, but they're certainly related, right? Anybody who has faith has divine wisdom. Anyone who lives by faith is wise. So there's a certain correspondence. And so this request, increase our faith, can be interpreted in two different levels. If they're saying, give us more faith, put more faith into our account, then it's not a necessary prayer, because God already is already filling the account with faith. I mean, faith is one of the theological virtues. Remember, we received at baptism. We don't have to ask for more in that sense. And even if we did have more, we wouldn't benefit from it. So that request is not fruitful. But if we're talking about the active faith, the practice of faith, that knowing how to live by faith, well, then that's a very beautiful prayer. Increase our faith, meaning show us how to open the account. Show us how to get the money out of the GCash account. Show us how to use the gifts that you give us. Show us how to get into the wedding banquet. Then it's a beautiful prayer, and it's a right disposition. Increase our faith, meaning make it possible for us to do what you want us to do. Show us how to make good use of the wisdom that you make available to us. Expose the foolishness that we fall into so often every day. That's a good prayer. Notice how Jesus responds to the prayer. They say, increase our faith. And probably they're prompted to say this because Jesus said we have to forgive seven times in one day, and that seems impossible to us. But anyway, they make this prayer, increase our faith. And he doesn't simply say, okay, here's some faith. He doesn't say, oh yeah, here's another big pile of faith to dump in your account. What he says is, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. It's not that he's giving more faith. He's saying, look at how a little bit of faith put into practice will have great effect. Now, we don't have to tell trees to jump into the sea. That doesn't matter. But we do have to act in faith. We have to make steps to exercise faith. Even if it's a little bit of faith, at least it's something. Open the door a little bit and God does the rest. That's how faith works. Faith is not our power. It's God's power, but it's our opening to his power. It starts with God. Everything starts with God. But we have to open the door, or at least a little bit, at least a mustard seed worth, and then, oh my goodness, a flood of of power, it becomes available to us. So this is wisdom. Wisdom is available to us, but if we don't open the door to it, then we don't benefit from it. If we do, if we have a little bit of wisdom, then we can gain more wisdom. If we have a little bit of oil, a little bit of extra oil, then we learn how to get more oil. But if we refuse oil, well, then we run out. Okay. Last thing is this beautiful psalm that we prayed today, Psalm 139, one of my favorites. It's this psalm that acknowledges that God knows everything. He knows our inmost self. He knows where we go, when we stand, when we sit. This is the wisdom of God, right? He knows everything about us. He knows not only who we are, how we're made, but also what we should do and what we should not do. He knows it all. So the psalm is, Lord, acknowledging, Lord, you know all these things. There's no way I could get away from you. So guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. It's acknowledgement that wisdom comes from God, but it's an opening to that wisdom to work in us. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. You know me. You know what I have to do. Show me and help me to do the things I have to do to respond to your gift. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. That's a wise prayer, the prayer of a wise person. So as we go through this week, let us continually open our hearts to the wisdom that comes from God.